Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, September the 29th, 2010. Wow, September's almost over with. It's almost October. Before you know it, 2010 will be history. You know, many years ago, I learned a great truth about giving. I grew up in a denominational church, and of course, when they passed the basket, you were supposed to give. So as a child, I assumed that you were supposed to give simply because you were supposed to. But in my 20s, I discovered something that was really remarkable that no one had ever taught me before. Oh, I'd heard plenty of give, 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 but no one ever told me about how this whole giving thing is supposed to work. You know, during these very difficult times, many, many people have been cutting costs whenever and wherever. For a lot of people, going to the movies or out to dinner, that's out of the question, not in the budget anymore, along with other things as well. But I sure hope that people don't stop giving, because that's like putting your foot on the hose. Now, I know some people don't like the word tithe, and then there are others who want to argue about how much should go where and all of these sort of things. But for the sake of argument, let's just lay all that aside right now and just talk about giving. You know, Paul in the book of Philippians refers to it as the law of giving and receiving. Receiving. As you give, you're supposed to receive back. Well, who in the world's teaching that? Why don't we teach people to expect to receive back when they give? You know, the Bible is so clear on that in so many different places. Expect to receive back from God. You know, who really needs to hear about how to give? Well, that's simple. You know, you don't need a whole lot of instruction. You just give. And personally, this is just me talking now, I believe that 10% is the minimum. But like I said, I'm not going to argue about it. And I know when the money is tight, it may seem hard to give. I went through that before I first started to give. I didn't have enough money to begin with, and now I'm supposed to give some of it away? My hard-earned money that I worked for? Give some of it away? Well, stop and think for just a minute now. Is it really your money? Well, yes, of course it is. I worked for it. I earned it. It's mine. You know, the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to Him to begin with, all of it. Yes, but I worked for it. I put in my time and my effort and my sweat. I did this myself. Okay, where did yourself come from? Did you create yourself? Did you design your own brain? I mean, where did you come from? Who designed human beings to begin with? God did. Who created the world and everything in it? God did. So you see, it all belongs to Him in the first place. So again, when money is tight, it may seem hard. It was for me before I began. But something that someone said changed my whole perspective. They simply said that 9/10 with His blessing would go a lot farther than 10/10 without His blessing. And that did it for me. And that was 34 years ago, and I've not gone back on it, ever. Yes, there have been lean times, and there have been good times, but He has always taken care of me and my family. He has graciously provided. Now, I believe that the Bible teaches that as we give, we're supposed to receive back. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it says in one place. But you see, if you're taught, and if you believe that you're just supposed to give and then try to get by on what's left, then that's exactly what you'll do. And I know some say it's wrong to expect to receive back. Oh, that's greedy. And, you know, we should just give and expect nothing back. Well, you know what? If that's true, then maybe you ought to go tell God to change His own law of giving and receiving to something else that suits you. It was God who set up this magnificent law so that people could operate it and get the results, receive back. And I'll tell you something else. God never expects someone to give and be poorer for it. But you see, if we give and never expect, never look for, never anticipate receiving back, Well, then that's not God's fault. That'd be like a farmer planting a crop and then moving to another state and wondering why he doesn't have any food to eat. You see, if you plant and sow, you're supposed to reap. Expect to receive back from God. He's the one who set up this wonderful law of giving and receiving. He set up the other laws. They work, don't they? I mean, when you jump up in the air, you fully expect to come down, right? So too, when you give, expect to receive back, and expect to receive back abundantly. In these days of economic uncertainty, the last thing you would ever want to do is to stop giving. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, and of course, it's free to subscribe to the blog, if you are, you don't have to bookmark the site, you don't have to come back and check and see if I posted something new, because every time something new is posted, you'll get notified personally. And you can do that either email or RSS. And for all of those who do subscribe to the blog, as my way of saying thanks, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.